By a landslide in some cases, West Virginians who turned out to vote decided this November to send Republicans to both Charleston and Washington to represent them. Now, federal and state lawmakers are meeting to find ways they can work together to move their legislative agendas forward.
This is the beginning of, I think, a new great tradition for West Virginia.
Senator-elect Shelley Moore Capito fronted the group of Republican lawmakers who gathered at the state capitol for a private meeting Monday morning. The group included in-waiting House Speaker Tim Armstead and Senate President Bill Cole, as well as four of the state's five congressional leaders. Senator Joe Manchin, the state's only Democratic representative in Congress, was not at the meeting. Congressman David McKinley says the purpose of the conference was to lay the groundwork for how to move forward while keeping the lines of communication open between state and federal leaders. They plan to meet quarterly in West Virginia to discuss policy.
We know the federal issues and the state issues merge with each other. We know how to work together. Let's do it.
As far as specific policy issues, Republicans are sticking to the things that got them elected, fighting the so-called war on coal and job creation. Capito says those are efforts that will take leaders in both Washington and Charleston.
Well, I think what we saw in the 2014 election was dramatic change, both at the federal level and even more dramatic here at the state level. And that's because of the assault on our energy industries. We want to talk about an energy policy that includes everything. I think that's what certainly here at the state level is important, to maximize our natural gas resource.
From the state perspective, Speaker Armstead says he agrees with Capito. One of their priorities will be to protect and expand energy industries. But he says there are plenty of other areas in which congressional and state lawmakers can work together to better West Virginia.
Job creation is largely a factor of our infrastructure, our tax structure, our education system, and our legal and regulatory climate. So I think you're going to see initiatives in all those areas.
Both Armstead and Cole say the GOP policy agendas haven't changed. The notable difference in the oncoming session will be in the way the two chambers work together.
Tim and I have a very close working relationship. You won't see the bickering back and forth between House and Senate that we've seen before. We're matching up our initial legislation and are very, very excited to introduce that very, very early in the session. We're going to go to work.
But the Republican lawmakers' efforts weren't entirely focused on working solely within the party. Capito says she has invited the state's congressional leaders, including Senator Manchin, to join her for dinner later this week to discuss the areas in which they can cooperate as well.
He's expressed his frustration with the gridlock and the partisanship in Washington, and I'm ready to join hands with him to make sure that where we have common ground, and we do have common ground, a lot of common ground, particularly in the energy industries and trying to get West Virginians back to work, that we work together. And maybe, you know, in the best case scenario, we might form a partnership in Washington that will be transcend a lot of the other states that have a split delegation, so we can actually get things done.
Both Congress and the state legislature begin their next sessions in January. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.